and sisters. Before I get started today, I'd like to say thank you.
弟兄姊妹，在我开始以前，我想说谢谢你们。
First, thank you for those of you who have prayed for the youth ministry. God is doing great things in the youth ministry, and I'm convinced it's because of the prayers of His people.
首先，我感谢你为我们的事工祷告，因为我是完全的相信我们的事工是建立在祷告的基础上的。
I would also like to thank you for the opportunity to share God's word with you this morning.
我也谢谢你们给我这个机会，能够与你们分享神的话语。
Let me ask you a question or a few questions.
那我先问你们一个问题或者几个问题。
Do you want to have a vibrant spiritual life?
你们很向往能够有活泼的、生气蓬勃的属灵的生活吗
？I know that I want to see myself growing and seeing God work.
我知道我很想看到自己生命成长，并且看到上帝的工作。
I know that I desire to have real, even maybe intense spiritual experiences.
我知道我也特别的盼望能够得到真实的甚至是很强烈的属灵的经验。
In fact, at different points in my life, I've tried to do different things so that I could get to the next level or become more and more mature in my spiritual life.
实际上在我生命的不同时期，我也试过不同的新的东西，使我能够在属灵的程度上面更上一层楼。
What about you? Have you ever wanted to have a vibrant spiritual life?
你们也是这样吗？你们是不是也曾经个别的向往有一个活泼的属灵的生活。
Or how about this? Do you want to experience the glory of God?
如果我们换一个话题的话，就是你们是不是想经历，特别想经历神的荣耀？
I read a short biography of Dwight L. Moody, who was a great evangelist just before the 20th century.
我读了Dwight Moody 他的一个简历，他是在20世纪以前一个伟大的布道家。
He had been praying to experience more of the glory of God.
他在那时候一直在祷告，要经历上帝的荣耀。
And one day as he was walking down the streets in Chicago, he felt as if heaven were opened and he was experiencing the glory of God.
有一天他在芝加哥的一条街上走的时候，他突然感觉到好像天开了，他在经历这个神的荣耀。
In fact, as he experienced it, he felt that the weight of the glory of God was so overwhelming that it was going to crush him.
实际上，当他在经历的时候，他感觉上帝的荣耀是如此的沉重，以至于他不能够承受，好像要把他给压碎。
So he prayed that God would stay his hands and not allow him to experience any more glory.
所以他马上祷告，求神能够住手，不要让他再经历更多的这个荣耀。
I know that I have wanted to experience God's glory, but I know I don't want to be crushed by it.
我自己知道，我也很特别想经历神的荣耀，但是我知道我自己也不愿意被不想被神的荣耀所一个压垮。
What about you? Do you want to experience the glory of God?
那么你们也是这样吗？你们也是特别的向往这个经历神的荣耀吗
？Or how about this? Are you looking forward to going to heaven?
换一句话说，你们是特别的向往。去天堂吗
Lots of people want to go to heaven. They have all sorts of ideas of what heaven's going to be like.
许许多的人都向往去天堂。他们有对天堂是什么样子，他们有不同的这个想法。
But the general consensus is that heaven will be a place that is better than life as we know it.
但是大家都认为天堂是一个地方比我们现今这个世界要美好。
And if we're looking forward to going to heaven,Then what are we doing to prepare ourselves for it?
如果我们向往去天堂的时候，那么我们现今在做什么，以至于我们能够预备好去天堂呢？
In life, when we look forward to going on vacation, most people prepare for their vacation.
在我们今天的生活中间，当我们要去度假的时候，我们都会积极的准备、预备我们的这个休假。
They do things like buying airplane tickets, packing their bags.And getting ready to go.
比如说他们会买飞机票准备他们的行装然后在心理上准备要去度假。
So are you looking forward to going to heaven?
就你们是不是特别的向往要去天堂
？If so, what have you done, or what are you doing to prepare yourself to go to heaven?
如果是这样的话，你们做了什么，或者你们正在做什么来预备你们自己去天堂呢
？Or how about this? You know that our church's vision is seeking to transform lives and communities.
你们知道我们今年教会的意向是改变生命，更新社群。
So let me ask you, are you seeking to be transformed?
所以我想问你，你在寻求生命的改变吗？
If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you probably want to know how.
如果你对刚才我提的这一系列问题都回答说是，那么你可能很想知道是如何我们才能行出来。
How can you have a vibrant spiritual life? How can you experience the glory of God without being crushed by it? How can you prepare yourself to go to heaven? How can you be transformed?
你怎么能够得到活泼的属灵的生命呢？你怎么能够经历神的荣耀，也不至于被他所压垮？你怎么能够预备你自己去天堂？你又如何能够得到生命的改变呢？
Thankfully, the Lord has not left us without an answer to these questions.
我们感谢主，他没有给我们留下悬念，他给我们准确的答案。
This morning we'll look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 7 to 18, and we'll see how Paul answers these questions in the midst of a larger argument.
今天早上我们要一起来看哥林多后书三章七到十八节，我们要来学习保罗他是如何回答这些问题，在一个更大的范畴之内。
And as we look at this passage, we'll see that Paul says that the old covenant is good, but the new covenant is best. And then we'll see some benefits of the new covenant, as well as finding the answer to these questions.
在这些经文里面，保罗指出，旧约是好的，但是新约是最好的。同时呢，我们会将会一起的讨论，在旧约有哪一些优点，新约有哪些优点。
As you may know, Paul had a complicated relationship with the Corinthian church.
你可能知道保罗有与哥林多教会有非常复杂的关系。
He had written a letter to them and tried to visit them on a number of occasions.
他写过对他们写过信，同时呢，他也是想去探访他们。
But because of his absence and maybe because of his style, there were people in the Corinthian church who were against Paul and who taught things in opposition to what Paul said.
但是可能因为他不在那里，同时也因为他布道的风格，他们在哥林多教会的有一些人，他们是反对保罗的，同时他们也教导一些东西是与保罗的教导不相符合的。
These people were Judaizers. A Judaizer is someone who basically called themselves Christians but demanded obedience to the whole Old Testament law.
这些人呢是犹太教徒啊，一个犹太教徒的话，他基本上是称自己为基督徒，但是呢，他要求他们完全的自己完全遵守这个旧约。
In the Corinthian church, it meant that they told people that the law was where it was at.
在哥林多教会他们的教导就是这个律法以前是怎么样呢？现在也是怎么样
？In fact, they taught that if you want to have a vibrant spiritual life, then you should keep the old covenant. That way, you can enjoy the blessings of the old covenant.
实际上他们的教导是，如果你想经历活泼的属灵的生命，你就必须要完全的遵守旧约。如果你遵守旧约的话，你就会得到这个旧约的祝福。
More than that, they said that you could experience more of God's glory through the Spirit if you kept the law.
他们甚至会说，如果你是遵守这个律法的话，你甚至会经历更多的神的荣耀，也是经过这个神的灵。
And they would have told you that if you want to go to heaven and prepare to go to heaven, then you need to keep the law.
他们会告诉你，如果你要去天堂，或者是要预备去天堂，你就必须要遵循这律法。
And they would have even said that the law is what transforms you.
他们会说，这个律法就是会让你改变生命的东西。
As for Paul, they said that he wasn't experiencing a vibrant spiritual life because he suffered so much.
对保罗，他们就会这样的评价，说他没有经历一个活泼的属灵生命，因为他受的苦难太多。
They said that he did not have the Holy Spirit and that he was keeping people from obeying the law by the message that he preached.
他们当时也说，保罗也没有圣灵同在，而且他所宣讲的道理是不让人们去遵循这个律法。
So the answer to our questions would be different depending on who we ask.
所以我们刚才提到这些问题， 是的答案，如果我们问这些哥林多教会的犹太徒的话，他们的答案是不同的。
If we were to ask Paul, he would answer these questions differently.
如果我们问保罗的话，保罗对这些问题的回答是不同的。
In fact, in this section of the book of 2 Corinthians, Paul is making a defense of his ministry.
实际上就是在哥林多后书我们看的这一章里面，保罗就是给他的这个事工做了一个准确的答辩。
He's explaining why he is bold, as verse 12 says in chapter 3, and why he does not lose heart in the ministry, as he says in chapter 4, verse 1.
就好像他是在第十二节里面说到他是如何的这个能够大胆，并且在第四章一节里面说到他是不上胆的。
This morning our passage lies right in the middle of this defense.
今天早上我们所学习的经文就正好在他谈到的这两节经文的中间。
So to give his explanation and defense, he makes some arguments and then uses a big biblical example and basically says the law or the old covenant is good, but the spirit, the new covenant or the gospel is best.
所以在他的答辩中间，他说到很多重要的论点，他也用这个圣经的话语来阐明这个律法在旧约里面的律法是好的，但是在新约里面的主的灵是最好的。
So even though we're only looking at part of his argument, we're going to consider his arguments, and we have a lot to learn from them.
所以今天尽管我们只会看到他的论点的其中的一部分，我们呢实际上在他整个这个论据里面我们有很多要学习。
Our passage starts in verse 7, but Paul's argument goes back to verse 1. So instead of going back and giving you all the specifics, let me just give you the first way that the new covenant is better than the old covenant.
所以我们的经文是今天的经文是在第七节开始，但是呢保罗的论点实际上在第一节里面就提出来了，那我就不用全部回去来阐述所有的这些具体的东西，但是让我告诉你前面保罗讲的第一点就是新约为什么是比旧约好。
If you look back in verse 3, you'll see that it states that the law or the old covenant was written on tablets of stone, but the new covenant or the spirit was written on human hearts.
在第三节保罗提到这个旧约或者是律法是写在石板上的，但是新约或者是主的灵是写在我们人心里面的。
We can see the beginning of Paul's argument here. The old covenant is good, but the new covenant is bad.
我们在这里可以看到保罗的论点，他的开始，旧约是好的，但是新约是最好的。
The second way the new covenant is superior to the old covenant,is that the old covenant results in death, but the new covenant results in the Spirit who gives life, as verse 6 says.
保罗第二点提到新约是比旧约好的，原因是旧约导致这个死亡，但是呢新约是导致神的灵给我们生命，就好像是第六节里面提到的。
As we read Paul's argument about how the Spirit is better than the law, it would be easy to think that Paul thinks the law is bad.
当我们在读保罗的论点的时候，那么我们很容易就会想到也许保罗认为律法是坏的。
But Paul never says that the law is bad. In fact, he says in verse 7, it came with glory because it came from God.
但是保罗从来没有说过律法是坏的，实际上在第七节里面他说到这个律法也是从神那里来的，它也是带有神的荣耀。
When Paul writes this, he is referencing Mount Sinai.When God's presence was on the top of the mountain, and he gave the law to Moses and to the people of Israel on two stone tablets.
保罗在写这个的时候，他实际上在指的是在西乃山上，当神在山顶上显现的时候，他就把律法交给摩西，放在两个石板上面。
And Moses broke those first two tablets when he found the people committing idolatry. But God called him back, and Moses got the law on stone tablets a second time.
摩西当他回去看到他的人民以色列人拜偶像的时候，他就把两个石板摔碎了，但是神又让摩西回去并且给他这个律法在石板上面第二次。
And this time as Exodus 34 explains, Moses' face was shining.
那么这一次呢，在出埃及记34章里面讲到摩西的脸在发光。
It was obvious that the giving of the law came with glory.
那很明显，当神赐下律法的时候，也带来神的荣耀。
Now to understand Paul's argument better here in this passage, I'm going to ask Brother Raymond to read the passage from Exodus 34 for you.
那我们要理解保罗的这个论点，更清楚的理解，那么这个时候呢，我们来读一下啊，出埃及记34章29到35节。我们一起来看出埃及记34章29到35节。摩西手里拿着两块法板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮因耶和华和他说话就发了光。亚伦和以色列众人看见摩西的面皮发光，就怕挨近他。摩西叫他们来，于是亚伦和会众的官长都到他那里去，摩西就与他们说话。随后以色列众人都近前来，他就把耶和华在西乃山与他所说的一切话都吩咐他们。摩西与他们说完了话，就用帕子蒙上脸。但摩西进到耶和华面前与他说话，就揭去帕子，及至出来的时候，便将耶和华所吩咐的告诉以色列人。以色列人看见摩西的面皮发光，摩西又用帕子蒙上脸，等到他进去与耶和华说话，就揭去帕子。
It is clear that Moses' encounter with God was glorious.
那很明显，这里我们看到摩西他与神相遇，这是他有神的荣耀。
But let me clarify what you may read in 2 Corinthians, especially verse 7.
在这里让我来解释一下我们在这里读到的哥林多后书的第七节。
It says in verse 7 that the Israelites couldn't look at Moses' face because it was glorious, so it was fading.
在第七节里面提到以色列人不能够定睛看他的脸，摩西的脸，因为他脸上的荣光，这荣光原是渐渐褪去的。
And this word is used elsewhere in scripture, meaning things like made to stop, or done away with, or cease, or pass away.
那么这个渐渐褪去这个词呢，在圣经里面也在其他地方提到，表达的好像是这个渐渐的死去啊，要被废掉的，或者是停止的。终止的这样的一个意思。
So based on Exodus, which we just read, which Brother Raymond read for us, I understand this verse to say that the radiance was made to stop; it was done away with.
那么基于我们刚才读到的出埃及记，那么我理解是这个荣光呢是会渐渐褪去的，渐渐废掉的。
And Exodus 34 explains that Moses put a veil on his face.Which made the radiance stop. That was how the radiance was put to an end.
在这个出埃及记34节里面提到，摩西呢，他把一个帕子放在他的脸上，这个就是为他能够停止这个荣光的一个办法。
So this verse would say, the Israelites could not look steadily at the face of Moses, because of the glory, though it was made to stop.
所以说，实际上我们读这个经文的时候，这个经文是表达这样的一个意思，这个以色列人他们不能够定睛看摩西的脸，因为神的这个荣光尽管呢这个荣光实际上是要渐渐褪去的。
And the reason that it was made to stop was because the Israelites were afraid.
那么一个原因他会渐渐褪去，是因为以色列人他们很恐惧。
They did not want to see the glory of God reflected on the face of Moses. It frightened them.
他们不想看到这个神的荣光在摩西的脸上显现，因为让他们就是更多的战惊恐惧。
So clearly Moses experienced the glory of God when he got the law, but can you and I experience God's glory today?
那么很明显，当摩西是在给这个石板上的律法的时候，他确实是经历了神的这个荣耀。那么今天你和我们能够同样经历神的荣耀吗？
And we understand that the glory of the giving of law was seen in physical representation of God on the mountain with thunder and lightning.
我们也同时的可以看见神的荣耀也反映在西乃山顶神显现的时候有打雷并且有闪电。
And these things struck fear into the hearts of the Israelites and God's glory was seen on the face of Moses. It made his face shine.
这些事情都让以色列人非常的害怕， 同时呢，那神的荣光也是显现在摩西的脸上。
I know that I have thought that it would have been awe-inspiring to be there and see this kind of thing happening firsthand.
我知道，如果我自己能够也在那边的话，将会是多么的这个神奇。
But Paul says in verse 8, if that was glorious and it brought death, will not the ministry of the Spirit who brings life be more glorious?
但是保罗在第八节里面提到，那属灵的执事，那属世的执事能够带来这种荣光，那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
So in spite of the signs and wonders that accompanied the giving of the law, it was less glorious than the giving of the Spirit because the results are drastically different.
所以尽管我们看到律法的给予是有很多的神迹和奇事，但是呢，比起这个神的主的灵的给予，它就显得没有那么的荣光了，因为其后的结果是非常的不同。
Paul continues in verse 9.
保罗继续在第九节里面
He explains, if this glorious law condemns men, how much more glorious will it be the ministry that brings righteousness?
他提到，如果这个有荣光的这个律法，它是给人定罪的。那么当这个属灵的给人带来公义的执事，他就会有更多的这个荣光。
The reality that Paul is pointing to is that the law is good, but it didn't help people to be saved.
事实上保罗指出来律法是好的，但是它不能够帮助人被得到救赎。
One commentator explains saying, the law condemns the guilty.It does not save them. It does not speak of pardon. It was fitted only to deepen the sense of sin.
有一位解经的这么说道，律法实际上是谴责人的罪，但是呢，它不能够救他们，它也不能够带来救恩，它只能够让人感觉到更多的罪恶。
And if that was good and glorious, how much more glorious will be the ministry which brings righteousness?Through which men and women are saved.
如果那样的也是好的，并且是荣耀的，那么对于带来神的公义，并且带来救恩的这个执事，将会是多么的更加的荣美呢？
So the new covenant, or the gospel, or the Spirit speak of pardon.
所以这个新约福音，或者是主的灵，他们是带来这个救恩的。
They not only point to the problem of sin, but they also point to the solution to sin.
他们不仅指出罪的问题，并且他们指出救赎罪的道理。
So if the law is good, how much better is the Spirit?
如果律法是好的，那么主的灵将会是好多少呢？
Paul makes this fourth comparison in verse 10.
那保罗在第十节里面做了第四个比较。
He explains that the law was glorious, it came with glory, it was glorious.
他解释到律法是荣美的，它也是带来荣耀。
But in comparison with the Spirit, it now has no glory.
但是比起主的灵的荣光来说，它就没有那么多的荣光了。
While we may think it would have been neat to be at Sinai or impressive to be there, Paul argues that the giving of the law at Sinai has nothing in comparison to the giving of our Savior at Calvary.
也许我们会认为在西乃山看到神的荣耀会非常好，但是保罗在这里提到在西乃山上神的律法的降临，他的荣耀比起今天我们的救主在孤楼地他的线上是完全没有办法相比的。
In fact, the glory that's seen in the Spirit makes it that much harder to see the glory seen in the law.
实际上在主的灵给我们带来的荣耀是如此之大，以至于我们都很难看见这个律法的荣耀了。
Paul continues his comparison in verse 11.
保罗继续他的比较在第11节里面。
He writes, if what was made to end came with glory,How much more glorious is that which will last?
如果呢渐渐褪去的都有这个荣美，那么那将要永远永存的将会带来多大的荣美呢？
In this verse, Paul points to the fact that the law is temporary.
在这一节里面，保罗指出来，律法是暂时的。
It is not God's final solution to solve the problem of sin.
并不是神他要来救赎我们人类罪的最终的这样的一个办法。
In fact, it was made to end.
实际上它是要渐渐褪去的。
And not in the sense of being done away with, like when a movie ends, we stop watching it.
但并不是说要被废掉就像我们看电影的时候，电影完了以后我们就不再看它了。
But rather, it was made to end in the sense that it has limits. It only pointed people to a desperate situation.
但是呢，实际上它是因为渐渐褪去，主要是因为它有它的局限性，因为它只能指出人有非常绝望的这样在非常绝望的这样一个情形。
And if that which was temporary was glorious, how much more glorious will be the giving of the Spirit which will last?
如果那暂时的都是那么的荣美，那主的灵与我们赐下我们，并且是永存的，将会带来多大的荣美呢？
And now for a little pause and reminder. At the beginning of the sermon, we asked a lot of questions about glory and heaven and transformation in your spiritual life.
那让我们再来回想一下，在今天我们早上的信息开始的时候，我们问到很多的问题，是关于这个神的荣耀、天堂、我们生命的改变，还有我们属灵的生活。
You may be wondering, what does this talk about the law and spirit have to do with these questions that were asked at the beginning?
你可能在思想，那刚才我们查到的这个律法还有主的灵与这些问题有什么关系呢？
Let me encourage you by telling you that we will see, and you will see how Paul answers these questions even as he finishes his argument in the coming verses.
那我在这里呢能够鼓励实际上我们等会马上就会看到保罗是怎么样回答这些问题的。
So back in verse 12, we see that Paul begins to explain the account in Exodus 34.
实际上在第12节里面，保罗就开始解释这个出埃及记34节。
He explains that his hope in the ministry of the Spirit is not misplaced.
他解释他的盼望还有他的这个执事都是这个正确的。
And because of his hope, he is bold, unlike Moses, as he explains in verse 13.
正因为他的这个盼望，他是大胆的而不像摩西当时那样，所以说他在他的第13节里面有阐述。
But before we go much further in verse 13, let me point out that this verse is notoriously difficult to translate.
在我们到第13节读第13节以前，让我指出第13节是非常有名的很难翻译的一句经文。
So I follow the English Standard Version translation here because it is a more literal translation of this tricky Greek phrase, and also most commentators also translate it more literally.
那我实际上是用了英文标准版的这个翻译，因为它的翻译呢对于这一个希腊文的经文来说的话是一个比较直接的翻译。
So I read the verse as follows.
所以我是这样来读这一节经文的。
Not like Moses who put a veil over his face, so the Israelites might not gaze at the outcome of what was being brought to an end.
所以不像摩西将帕子蒙在脸上，叫以色列人不能定睛看到那将废者的结局。
But what does that mean?
但是这是什么意思呢？
Let's look at the verse from the beginning.
让我们来看这一节经文从头开始。
Moses put a veil over his face to keep the people from looking at it.
摩西将他的脸盖了一个帕子，不让以色列人能够看到他。
Before in verse 7, he did this because the people were afraid.
在第七节里面，他这样做是因为以色列人非常的恐惧。
Here he puts the veil over his face to keep the people from seeing the outcome of what was being done away with.
那么在这里呢？他是把帕子蒙上，是不让以色列人看到这个渐渐褪去的荣光的这样的一个结局。
In other words, Moses put a veil over his face, not because the people asked him to, but as a sign to the people that the covenant was insufficient.
那么，换一句话说，摩西把帕子放在脸上，在这里，并不是因为以色列人叫他这样做，而是作为一个记号，就是这个约是不足的。
He covered his face to indicate that the old covenant was temporary in its impact.
他把这帕子盖在他的脸上，是因为旧约是暂时的，是有局限性的。
And this was because of their hardness of heart.
这是因为他们的心理刚硬。
The law was not able to bring the people of Israel to perfection.
律法它没有能够把以色列人带到圣洁的地步。
It had its limits, and as a sign of these limits, Moses limited the people from viewing his face.
还有它的局限性正因为为了显示这个这些局限性，摩西呢就把帕子放在他的脸上，以至于这以色列人不能够看到他。
He didn't put the veil over his face because he was embarrassed by fading radiance.
他没有把帕子放在脸上，因为他觉得这个荣光在褪去，他不好意思。
Moses had covered his face as a sign to the people of Israel that the law had its limits. It was insufficient.
摩西把帕子放在脸上，是想告诉以色列人，那律法是有它的局限性，不足以来拯救他们。
Does that make sense?
现在我们能够明白多一点了吗？
Okay. Want to be clear?
有没有问题？我想把这个解释清楚。
Verse 14 continues to explain that their minds were made dull.
在第14节里面继续的解释，他们的心里被非常的刚硬。
Because of their heart condition, their understanding was also limited.
正因为他们心里面的这个情形，他们的在灵里面的理解也是非常的有局限性。
Whenever the law of Moses was read, the people didn't get it because only in Christ is that veil taken away.
不管是这个摩西的律法当他们在被诵读的时候，这些人民实际上还是没有能够得到它，因为那个帕子还是在存在的。
The veil, as one commentator explains, is a symbol of hardened hearts that refuse to accept and obey God's word.
那个帕子呢，有一个解经家这么的解释，是一个记号，是一个什么样记号？是一个心理刚硬的记号，拒绝接受和顺服神的话。
But why were their hearts hardened?
但是为什么他们的心里刚硬呢？
If you look in chapter 4, verse 4, it explains.
在这个第四章第四节里面解释到，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们，基督本是神的形。
In this verse, Paul broadens the scope to say that it's not a problem for Jews only, it is also an issue for all who refuse to turn to Jesus Christ.
那么在这一节里面呢，保罗实际上说这个问题呢，并不只是以色列人，实际上是所有的人。
And Satan wants to do everything that he can to keep people from experiencing a vibrant spiritual life to Jesus Christ.
撒旦呢，他会尽他一切的努力，而不让我们得到这个活泼的属灵的生命，通过耶稣基督。
And as verse 15 of chapter 3 explains, even to that point in time, the Jews and all unbelievers had the same veil of a hardened heart, which kept them from seeing the light of the gospel.
实际上就是在15节里面这样解释到，在那个时候，以色列人还有所有的这些外邦人，他们都有这样的一个心里刚硬的帕子。这个帕子呢，就是阻碍了他们看见神的这个救恩的荣光。
So the veil remains because of the God of this age, but it can be removed by Jesus Christ.
所以，因为这个帕子呢，在那个时候一直存在是因为在那个时候，但是呢，它呢会可以被基督所去掉。
Paul explains in verse 16 that when someone turns to Christ.Who is Lord over all ages? The veil is removed.
保罗继续在第16节里面解释到，当我们转向基督，就是那自有永有的神的时候，这个帕子就会被去掉。
We can also see that the old covenant can do nothing to remove the veil, so it remains. While through the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, that veil is removed.
我们在这里也能够认识到，那么旧约呢，实际上是不能够去掉这个帕子的那当我们看到通过基督给我们带来这个福音的荣光，这个帕子就被去掉了。
And this brings us to verses 17 and 18.
这个呢，就把我们带到第十七和十八节。
In these verses, Paul explains the benefits of the new covenant or the Spirit or the gospel that he preached.
在这两节经文里面，保罗就解释到新约的意义，以及包括这个福音，还有主的灵，他的这个在宣讲的。
And apart from being one of the clearest statements of the divinity of the Spirit of God, verse 17 explains that we have freedom through the Spirit.
那第十七节实际上是在解释神的灵的神性一个最简单直接的一个描述。那么除此以外呢，他还表达了我们通过主灵，主的灵可以得到自由。
But this just raises the question in our minds, freedom from what?
但实际上他也是给了我们一个问题我们从哪里得这个自由。
Look at verse 18.
那我们看一下第十八节。
Paul starts this verse by explaining that all Christians have unveiled faces.
保罗在这一节开始的时候解释所有的基督徒实际上都是我们没有帕子的脸。
The first freedom provided by the Spirit through Christ is freedom from the veil.
那么第一个自由呢，是在灵里面通过基督第一个自由，就是没有帕子的这样的一个自由。
We have freedom from the sin that so easily entangles, and from the power of sin which hardens our hearts and dulls our understanding.
我们这个时候就是不再属于这个罪，那么这个罪很容易的，就是能够让我们的心里刚硬，让我们的理解也是浑浊。
Those who turn to Christ have unveiled faces.
那些转向基督的，我们都是将我们的脸上的帕子揭去的。
And because all Christians have unveiled faces, we reflect or contemplate or behold as in a mirror the Lord's glory.
因为我们基督徒将我们的脸上的帕子揭去，所以说我们能够反映主的荣光，就好像在镜子里面一样。
So freedom from the veil.Allows us to have freedom for looking at the Son's glory.
所以，当我们把帕子揭去的时候，就能够让我们看见神儿子的这个荣光。
By looking at the Lord's glory, Paul explains that we are being transformed into His likeness.
当我们看到主的这个荣光的时候呢，保罗就解释，我们的生命就改变，就变得像基督一样。
What this means is that as we look to Jesus Christ, as we reflect Jesus Christ, He is the one who is reflecting His glory in our life.
它指的是当我们看着眼望基督的时候，当我们就是反映这个反射基督的荣光的时候，实际上就是他的荣光在我们的生命里面。
And just as the moon has no light of its own, so too we wouldn't have glory apart from Jesus Christ.
就好像月亮它自己并没有光一样，我们的这个荣光也是来自于基督。
He is the one who through His glory is transforming us into His likeness.
他就是那一位通过他自己的荣光来让我们改变生命，变得跟他一样。
So now as promised, back to the questions from the beginning of the sermon.
所以就好像我前面提到一样，我们又回到我们开始提的这些问题。
Do you want to have a vibrant spiritual life?
你想得到一个活泼的属灵的生命吗？
You can.
你是可以的。
The truth is that a vibrant spiritual life only comes through being made in the likeness of Jesus Christ, reflecting His glory.
那真理是一个真正活泼的属灵的生命，必须是只有来自于耶稣基督。并且呢，是反映他自己的荣美。
And what was Christ like?
那耶稣基督是像什么样子呢？
Well, he kept the law.
实际上他是遵循了这个律法。
He was obedient to God.
顺服神。
He loves God and he loves us.
他爱神，他也爱我们。
He did these things through the power of the Spirit.
他是通过圣灵来做这所有的事情。
So whether we like it or not, Paul is right.
不管我们喜欢或者不喜欢，那么保罗是对的。
He says the law is good.
他说到这律法是好的。
We don't have freedom from the law, rather we have freedom by the Spirit so that we can keep the law.
我们不能够从这个律法中间解脱出去，实际上呢，我们是通过主的灵，那么我们能够守住这个律法。
I'm not talking about, you know, not wearing a polycotton blend or not cooking a goat in its mother's milk, not that kind of keeping the law.
我不是在谈到我们要按照这个旧约里面各种献祭的办法来保持这个律法。
We're talking about being obedient to what God says in His Word, like loving God and loving our neighbors.
我提到遵循律法，实际上就是谈到遵循神的话语，就好像是我们要爱神，并且我们要爱我们的邻舍。
So as we become more and more like Christ, we will be more and more dependent on God.
所以当我们越来越像基督的时候，我们就会越来越依靠神。
Our transformation is a moral and spiritual transformation, taking us who are dead and making us alive.
我们的生命的改变是一个在心理、道德还有这个灵里面的改变，将我们以前是死的，今天我们就是得以得生命。
And here's how the transformation works.
那么实际上这个生命改变是这样来工作的。
There is a general truth about life that you all know, but you probably don't think about too often.
这有一个生活里面的一个道理，我们实际上都知道，但是你也许没有经常的考虑。
And here it is. We come to resemble what we revere.
实际上这个道理就是我们拜什么，我们就像什么。
In other words,We come to look like what we have been looking at.
换一句话说，我们就会变成我们所我们如果追寻什么，我们就会变成那样子，那个样子。
You guys know this kind of thing.
你们实际上是知道这个道理。
I know it through common English phrases like bad company corrupts good character.
我实际上认识这个也是从一个英文的一个俗语说到近墨者黑。
And this points to the idea that if we have bad examples, we're going to imitate those bad examples.
那么实际上他说的是，如果我们接近那些非常有不好这个行为的事情，那么我们自己也会渐渐的变成那样。
This is also seen in other phrases like garbage in, garbage out.
对啊，也在其他的这些我们常常说的话语里面提到，比如说。垃圾进来垃圾出去。
What you look at will end up being what you look like.
当你眼睛定睛所向往的那些东西，就会变成你自己，就会像那些东西。
Or maybe you've heard the phrase monkey see, monkey do.
或者你们看见了这样的话，就是这个猴子看见猴子做。
We act in ways that are aligned with what we see.
我们实际上所行的就是我们心里所我们眼睛所看见的。
So the question becomes, where is your focus? What do you revere or hold in high regard?
所以这个问题变成我们专注在什么上面，我们爱什么，我们把什么看作最重要的。
If you want to have a vibrant spiritual life by being transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ, then you must spend time looking.At the sun.
如果你想有一个活泼的属灵的生命，并且呢变成与基督相像，那么你就必须要花时间，我们来定睛来看神的这个儿子。
Transformation happens in our lives only as you and I look at God's Son, our Savior.
生命的改变要开始，只能让我们定睛在。神的儿子，我们的救主身上。
And how do you do this?
那么你是我们如何做呢？
Well, where do you most clearly see God's Son?
在什么地方我们能够清楚地看见神的儿子呢？
We see God's Son through the study of God's Word, or the study of the Gospel, or through prayer.
我们看见神的儿子就是在神的话语里面，在对福音的研究中间，也是通过祷告里面。
It is in God's Word that the Spirit most clearly reveals to us the face of Jesus Christ.
实际上在神的话语里面，圣灵就是清楚的向我们显现启示这个基督的脸。
It is in the gospel that we most clearly see the work of Jesus Christ.
就是在福音里面我们是清楚的看见基督的工作。
And it is through prayer that we come in contact with God, and with the truth of his revealed word.
就是通过祷告我们能够与神交通，并且呢也能够得到这个神的话语所启示的真理。
We can have our spiritual life by being transformed into the likeness of Jesus Christ, which happens as we look at the Son through his word and through prayer.
我们能够得到属灵的活泼的属灵的生命，并且得到生命的改变，像我们主耶稣基督一样。那么我们必须要通过我们定睛在神的儿子上面，通过学习他的话语，并且通过迫切的祷告。
So back to the second question. Do you want to experience the glory of God?
那么回到第二个问题，你们想经历神的荣耀吗？
You can.
可以的，你是可以的。
Just look at the Son.
我们只要定睛在神的儿子上面。
Paul explains in verse 18 that as we behold the Lord's glory, we will be transformed with ever-increasing glory.
我在第十八节里面提到，当我们就是看到神的定睛看到神的这个荣光的时候，我们呢就会也会被改变，并且能够进入他永远的这个荣耀里面。
As we imitate Jesus Christ, we will be getting better and better, not through our own efforts,but through the work of the Spirit who is making us into the likeness of Jesus Christ.
当我们就是效法耶稣基督的时候呢，我们就会越来越好并不是通过我们自己的行为，而是通过主的灵的工作，让我们能够被改变，成为更像基督。
And here's what I mean by better or more glorious.
这是我所说的这个更好的意思。
Normally when I think of word glorious, I think of signs and wonders.
当我们在提到这个荣耀的时候，我们常常就想到这些神迹或者奇事。
But I can honestly tell you that when I became a Christian, the sky didn't open up, nor did I instantly radiate the glory of God and had to cover my face.
但是我也想诚实地告诉你们，当我成为一个基督徒的时候，我也从来没有就是看到这个天开了，或者是我总是在好像是在代表这个神的这个荣美在发光。
Rather, the glory of God is seen in the result of the work of the Holy Spirit.
实际上我认识到神的这个荣美是在圣灵的这个工作的结果上面。
Think about it.
让我们仔细的来思想。
The gospel of God, which is made known to us by the Spirit through Christ, changes us from death to life.
这个上帝的福音，实际上是通过基督，通过主的灵，让我们知道，并且呢，让我们从死入生。
It transforms us from people who were condemned before the law to people who are now declared righteous by the Spirit.
它让我们从以前在律法上面是被定罪的，到如今我们是通过主的灵，我们被认为是称义的。
It changes wicked people into pure people.
他将这些腐败的败坏的人变成圣洁的人群。
The Spirit makes those who hold grudges forgive.
他也是让那些非常有抱怨的人，他们能够原谅。
Through God's work, the selfish become self-sacrificial.
通过神的工作，让自私的人 也变成愿意自我牺牲的人。
The Spirit makes enemies into brothers and sisters.
主的灵也是让仇敌变成弟兄姊妹。
And it does more.
他实际上还做更多的工作。
These results are the glorious work of God's Spirit in our life.
这些结果就是主的灵荣耀的工作在我们的生命里面。
And we can experience more and more of the glorious work of God's Spirit in this life by looking at the Son.
所以今天我们可以经历更多的神的荣耀就是通过我们定睛在神的儿子身上。
And finally, are you preparing to go to heaven? Or are you seeking to be transformed?
那么最后我要问你们，你们是准备要去天堂吗？你们是在寻求生命被改变吗？
Heaven is a place where we will have unhindered access to God.
天堂是这样一个地方，我们要与神要直接的面对面。
In this life, we experience something of that unhindered access as we look at the Son.
在今天的这个世界里面，我们实际上也经历了一些。当我们定睛在神的儿子身上的时候，我们也可以经历一些直接与神的这样的沟通。
In fact, as we are being transformed with ever increasing glory, we are being made more and more ready to go to heaven.
实际上，当我们在生命被改变，通过这个神的荣光，我们呢就越来越预备好了要去天堂。
What I mean is this: if we were to experience the glory of God in its entirety right now, we would die.
我指的是这样，如果我们今天就是完全经历神的这个荣耀在他的这个荣耀本身的这个完整的完全里面的话，我们就可能会死。
We wouldn't be able to bear it.
因为我们不能够承受。
But as we become more and more like Jesus Christ, we become more and more capable not just of bearing the glory of God, but rather enjoying it and delighting in it.
但是当我们越来越像基督的时候，我们就越来越有能力不仅能够承受神的荣耀，并且呢我们能够喜乐在他的神的荣耀里面真正的这个喜乐。
When our transformation is complete, when we do get to heaven, what will be heavenly about it is that God's glory will be experienced to the full.
当我们的生命的改变是完成的时候，当我们到达天堂的时候，那时候的话神的荣耀呢，我们就会完完整整的经历。
The law is good, but on its own it cannot prepare us for heaven.
律法是好的，但是呢律法按它本身它是不能够让我们预备去天堂。
Heaven will only be heavenly for those who are prepared for it.
天堂实际上是为那些迫切预备的人所准备的。
So we need, as Paul concludes verse 18, to be transformed with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
所以说我们就好像保罗在第十八节里面所总结的那样，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，就像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
The Spirit causes this work of transformation to happen in our lives so that we will be ready to go to heaven, ready to experience the unhindered presence and the overwhelming glory of God.
所以主的灵就是帮助我们在我们今生的生活里面能够做这种改变生命的生活能够让我们更多的预备去天堂，并且是预备经历神他的完整的完全的这个荣耀。
So it's my prayer that God may transform us with ever-increasing glory into the likeness of Jesus Christ through the work of the Spirit so that we, with unveiled faces, will spend time looking at the Son.
所以我今天的祷告是求神能够让我们经历神永远的这个荣光、荣美，并且呢，能够通过我们就是把我们脸上的帕子揭去，让我们能够定睛在神的儿子身上来实现这一切。
Thank you.
谢谢。